This is a report, an independent medical evaluation. Stephen Glory, WCB number G2154470, date of accident 8/13/18, conducted by Dr. Shelley Epstein, 12/11/23, 4 p.m., SS number 6539, claim number 22403895 82, workers' compensation, IME, psychiatry. Of note, Mr. Glory has been examined by me last on July 19th, 2023. Previous evaluations were conducted on 10/19/2022, 5/2/22, 12/7/21, 7/20/21, 1/19/21, 8/31/20. The review of records has been completed. Also of note, reviewed a letter provided by Reed Reports of various details of orthopedic treatment that the patient has received. Mr. Glory is a 55-year-old male who resides with his girlfriend of 3 years. Who has been residing with his girlfriend for the past 3 years. He has been unable to work since age 15/13. He was a sheet metal worker since 2005. When he went to get materials with the foreman, he slipped on water and mud, injured the right side of his body, including his shoulders, and he allegedly hit his head as well. He said he blacked out and came to, unquote, stood up slowly, and worked for several more hours that day. He said at home he then noted ankle swelling and neck pain. Reported the next day at work to his foreman. He was referred to an off-site medical facility for evaluation on the 14th and the 15th. He said he received x-rays and was seen by physician assistants at the time. Several days later, he went to the Huntington emergency room for further treatment. His past history includes an MVA in 2015, which caused injuries to his neck, back, and left wrist, as well as ankle soreness. He was treated with physical therapy, was out of work for several months. Said he also suffered an injury in 2016, both on September 28th and August 3rd. It ultimately led to right shoulder surgery. Quote unquote light duty, according to his union. He also reported injury in a construction zone in 2001. He was taken away by ambulance. He also had a work injury of his left shoulder in 2006. He has most recently been evaluated by Access VR for possible employment abilities, and it was recommended that he work towards a job that involves a very short shifts of a telephone contact, allowing him to physically stay in a chair. He has been seeing a psychiatrist and a psychologist. And he does suffer with depression and anxiety. He's being weaned down off his bupropion, Excel, and Xanax. He feels the medicines have been helpful, but he is interested in seeing how he might do without them. He's also interested in a trial of medicinal pain symptoms, pain remedies. Past psychiatric history, Mr. Glory states that years ago he did consult a mental health professional. Prior to his injury in 2018, he has minimal recall available regarding any details. It sounds like on a short-term basis, he received some treatment for depressive symptoms. No further details could be elicited. At this time, he has no evidence of any history of suicide attempts or psychiatric inpatient admissions. a substance abuse history, denies family psychiatric history or family substance abuse history, denied on a mental status exam. He appears his stated age. His mood is dysphoric and mildly irritable. Has a good eye contact, fluent speech. Some irritability and anxiety and mood. No suicidal homicidal ideation. No auditory visual hallucinations. No paranoia or psychosis. Alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment. Fair. Alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Current medications, Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams every 2 days. As he's weaning, Xanax, 2 milligrams, a half in the morning, 3/4 in the evening. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Routine living routine noted to wake up around 10:30. Unable to get up unless does multiple stretches in bed first. Tries to stick with his appetite program, his exercise program. His girlfriend drives. He does not drive at this time. He does errands with her assistance. He does have intermittent sleep and appetite difficulties with decreased concentration, decreased energy. He does seem to be at least 60% improved from his worst. Past jobs have included sales, construction, porter, and delivery man. Pain does seem to interfere with his ability to reach maximum medical improvement. He sees a psychiatrist once a month, and the psychologist he was seeing was twice a month and is now once a month for a trial period. His disability remains moderate at 50% degree. There's an estimate at this time. Questions? Okay. A patient reported a detailed history of the events of 8/13/2018. He elaborated more detail of prior accidents and injuries and treatment from an orthopedic standpoint. He remembers little of a past psychiatric episode requiring treatment. Does not recall details at this time. No subsequent accidents or injuries from a psychiatric standpoint or are reported. 5, medications were reviewed and appear above. 6, claimant's presentation was a cooperative, very casually dressed. Cooperative. I'm surprised at the level of detail as he has reported many of these events multiple times in the last several years. Seven, his day-to-day activities, as I said, are to sleep late, eats breakfast, exercises, does some chores with the help of his girlfriend who drives, keeps doctor's appointments and meetings to access VR as needed. 8, diagnosis is a major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, without psychotic features. 8, episode of depression does seem to be secondarily to his accident in 2018. 9, by DSM criteria, he meets episodes of depression. 9, does he require causally related psychiatric treatment? Yes, I recommend continuing CBT therapy and psychiatric treatment. 10, does he have an ongoing disability? At this time, I believe his degree of disability to be 50%. The hope is that it's still temporary. 11, restrictions on ability to perform work from a psychiatric standpoint. He can work to the degree that his memory and mood allow. For example, irritability needs to be minimal. Mood can be mildly depressed, but not markedly depressed. Should be able to get up, awaken a reasonable time of the day, and interact with others in a socially acceptable manner. I'm just talking about his ability to perform psychiatrically. If his physical condition would allow it, I would think he'd be able to work from a psychiatric point of view at a reduced schedule of several hours a day, maximum 3 hours a day, maybe 3 times a week. Would be my recommendation at this point. If he's able to do slightly more that would not be detrimental to his health, then he should be permitted it. Hope this information is helpful to you. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.